No muff to dust.
This is Ricky.
We dive at five.
This is Gina.
No muff to dust.
This is Ricky.
We dive at five.
This is Gina. This is Ricky. Okay, we're recording now. Okay. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Gina. How are you?
And we're the big 4-0, Gina.
I know.
Can you believe that? 40?
That makes two of us. Because by the time this show airs, it'll be my birthday.
Shut up, really?
Yes, and I'll be the 40.
The big 402?
Yes.
Oh, it's like they say on Bear Podcast, it's your golden podcast. Don't sound so happy.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
We already passed 40. my golden podcast, as the Bear Podcast calls it. Or B-Talk, I mean. Yeah, so guess what?
So that's cool, we're 40. Yay.
Yay. Guess what?
What?
Guess what I forgot to do?
What?
A podcast on Thursday and Sunday. I was preoccupied. I went to Fort Lauderdale this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Had me a good time.
I bet. Oh. So much fun, he forgot to do the shows.
I know, it's awful. I guess it's a good thing we had some backed up, huh?
I know, right?
I guess it really does pay to do an hour-long show sometimes.
Right? Even though we didn't plan that, it just happened.
Wait a minute, it was more than an hour. It was like an hour and 20 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the fucked up part about it, I was telling Ricky that whenever, because we use GarageBand to actually get it ready for iTunes, mostly, and I took that bitch into iTunes, and it stopped at an hour and 6 minutes. It would not go any further. You could not edit any of it, and when I tried to cut it in half, the last half of it all disappeared. And it's like, what the fuck? So we almost just had a full unedited show, but luckily I tried Audacity and it worked.
So. That's awesome.
So thank you.
I'm glad you experiment. I'm glad you experiment. You like to experiment, huh?
Yes, I experiment a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about the podcast?
I'm not sure. But that was so much fun doing that show with him.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. Man, you guys were like ganging up on me and shit.
No, it was fun.
Oh my god, guess what happened to me in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh, I can only imagine.
I went to go have dinner at a really nice Chinese restaurant with James, his husband, Albert, and then two of their friends, Bob and Mark. So we're all talking, and you know James has that old-ass car, that antique car. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Is it the one that's in that picture of standing, leaning against it?
Looking sexy and stuff?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Well, I don't like riding in that car, and it scares me because that car is 40-some years old. The seatbelt only goes across the lap if you're lucky to get it snapped. The whole dashboard is all metal. The steering wheel shakes off. It scares me. They have drum brakes, so you have to pump it 10 miles before you stop. So I'm scared of the car. I don't like riding in it. So we're all talking about it at the table, and I say really loud, as the restaurant just naturally is quiet, I go, "I always feel better in the back seat." And I looked around, and everybody at the table was looking at me, and they were all about to die laughing, and I was so embarrassed because people in the restaurant looked at me, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, God, here we go, the back seat again.
Yep, it is fun being in the back seat.
Yeah. I said I feel more comfortable in the back seat. Mm. I was like, don't!
Okay, I'd like to give a quick shout out to someone. Actually, I was just talking to on Bear411.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Gay Fat Man. That's his screen name on there.
Uh-huh.
Because he says that he loves Foul Monkeys.
Really?
Yes.
Where's he from?
I don't know. Let me
see. Oh, I'm sure he's going to be so proud when he listens to this episode.
Oh, I know. Now, how do you do a search? I never did a search for a profile. Okay, there it is. Let's see. Okay, where is that?
Do you pay for the service?
Yes.
Me too. I'm bad.
Me too. I'm like trying to wean myself off of like not paying it, but it's
that's what I'm trying to do.
He's in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Cool.
So hi. Well, let
me. I have it pulled up here naturally. So let me take a look and see what it is too. Has he talked to me before?
To you, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I think he's one of my friend's friends.
Friends, so yeah, so hi.
Hello. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I had another listener text message me, and I forget where he lives. I think he's in California, I believe.
Who's on?
Huh? Who's on?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean
join us?
Rui Cub is online.
Oh, bring that bitch on.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Hey, Rick up.
Is this not going to be the Ricky and Gina show anymore?
I know, right? Shit, we're such gluttons.
Hold on, let me see if I can... He may not answer.
He better, bitch.
He's not answering.
Oh.
Should I hang up?
Hell no. I'll even call his ass shit.
Alright, I'm gonna hang up and you try to call him, okay?
Okay.
So yes, the listener in California said that he thinks that we bitch too much about our listeners not contacting us or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
and he said it annoys him. But, you know.
It does.
Oh, he's calling me. Hold on for a second.
Who?
Rui Cub.
Well, fine.
He just hung up.
What the fuck is his problem? Shit.
Let me try to call him back.
Bitch. Okay, so we're gonna like totally tell his ass off, okay?
Right.
Yeah? Like, oh my god. Rick, Carlos, what's your problem? Just cross.
Hold on, I think he's gonna answer.
Better. I totally want to
tell. Oh my god, he's not like answering now. I know, right?
Jesus.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, hang on.
Do we have it?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Is everybody there?
Yes.
Alright, hi.
Hi.
Excuse me for my rather monotone voice, I just got in. From work.
Mm-hmm. What were you working?
Dick my almighty.
Did you, pruler or we yet?
What the hell?
What was that?
Okay, well, I think we lost Rui.
Okay. Well, I think we should just leave him alone, because I think he sounds preoccupied.
Okay.
So, we'll just get back to him later. Let me send an instant message to him and tell him that we'll call him in a few. Oh, damn!
Got all excited there for a second, I guess. Guess you know how old age does to you. You don't turning my fucking century age.
I know. You're like halfway to 80 and stuff.
I know. It sucks.
That's scary.
I know. It's like, damn.
So, I was just saying that it's been a long time since we've done a show just by ourselves.
I know. It just like things forever, doesn't it?
I know. What were we talking? Oh, the guy in California that says that we complain too much. Do you think we complain too much?
About our listeners not writing in?
Yeah.
No, because they don't write in enough.
Right. We need some material.
Well, quit bitching.
Oh, ADD. I have a ADD moment here a second.
Oh, shit.
I think we should have a new segment called Ricky's Obsession, because I have a new obsession.
Uh-oh, what is it now?
It's really dirty. Really dirty.
Golden showers?
No. Two more guesses.
One thing I could think of that would be dirty would be scat, and that's kind of
gross. No, not that. That's a little bit too dirty for me.
Okay, so you don't like, also not like puke, right?
No.
Okay.
I have a new obsession, and I believe I'm saying this right. It's a Japanese game called Sudoku. 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 And it's like crosswords with numbers. It is so fun.
Huh?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so like, what is like the
title? Well, what it is, it has like nine, there's nine squares. It's set up like a tic-tac-toe board. You know how it has the squares? Mm-hmm. And it has 3, 6, 9. Well, in each one of those squares, there's nine other squares, and they place the numbers in there. And what you have to do is, in each square, no number can be repeated, 1 through 9. And then in each row and column, no number through 1 through 9 can be repeated.
I think I've played that.
It is so fun. I am addicted.
It's a widget.
It's like making me into a big whore.
It's like a widget.
They have a widget for it?
I think so.
Shut the F up.
It's called, I think you know what you're talking about. It's where the numbers, like, they go around both, go across and down.
Yeah.
And in each one, in each thing going opposite of each other, like you said, it has a 1 through 9, but they can't be in the same.
Right.
You can't repeat them. Yeah.
It makes me, like, bad, dirty, nasty.
It's such an addictive game.
Oh, my God. I played, like totally 10 puzzles. This weekend, and they made me like...
S-U-D-O-K-U.
Maybe we can get Micro Auto E to say it for us.
Micro Auto E. there's a widget out for
Sudoku.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to get it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But I love it. I got the book for like $1, and it took me a while to read the instructions to actually understand what the fuck... Yeah, well, it's a puzzle book.
Oh, wow. Just wait till you get this widget. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, total. Fun. And you can also, like, change, I think it's editable.
Editable?
Yeah, so you can, like, change it around and shit, you know.
This looks so hard.
What's hard?
This game.
A big cock.
Oh, you know what? I got this thing in the mail over our domain name. Let's share company mail here, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's from listingcorp.com, and it says annual website search engine listing from October 13, 2006 through October 13, 2007, $35.
Huh? Is that in our Foul Monkeys?
No, they sent it like paper mail.
What?
Yeah. Oh, okay, I see what it says now. This is not a bill, this is a solicitation. You are under no obligation to pay the amount stated above unless you accept this offer. Okay. They put that in fine print, so I didn't see that shit at first. I was like, wait, what the fuck? But apparently they put us in 20 major search engines.
Wow.
But when we type in Foul Monkeys, we're like #1 on Google.
Right.
So... do we really need this?
Oh, we have to pay that to get that?
$35.
Not right now.
Maybe if the fans send it to us, the listeners.
Yeah, there we go. If y'all want us to be, you know, spread out like that, you know, send us donations.
To where?
Well, contact us via our email, and we'll figure that out.
They can send it to our post office box.
True, if they want to write the check.
Well, what's that address?
Oh, it's P.O. Box 3498, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Yeah, 2.
Good job, China.
Yeah, wow, that's just, like, totally, like, incredible.
I know.
I'm, like, one of those amazing animals.
I'm, like, really missing my dog right now.
Really?
Yeah, because he's been gone for, like, 2 weeks because I've been working so many hours.
Speaking of animals.
Oh, no, what?
I know this is going to be late whenever the people hear it, but my condolences go out
Steve
Irwin's family. Sorry about that. He was an awesome guy.
Isn't that crazy?
That was sad.
He was speared by a
stingray.
I didn't know they were, like, that dangerous.
I know.
I thought they just, like, laid on the ground and shit.
Who knows?
Did it, like, go all the way through him?
That's what they're saying, that that's the reason why he died, was because it actually punctured his heart, I think.
That is crazy.
Sad.
Crikey.
I know, crikey.
I read it, I was like, yeah, right, this is a joke. Because I was reading it on LiveJournal.
Oh, really?
And how about somebody who's already made a cartoon of him swimming away from a stingray?
What?
Yeah, it's on LiveJournal already. Come on now, the guy hasn't been dead for, what, like 24 hours or something?
I love the people.
I thought I heard somebody else... Oh, God, I'm having, like, major ADD moments today. I thought I heard somebody say there's another hurricane brewing.
Yeah. It's a while before it gets here, but, yeah, there's another one.
Oh, is it big already?
It's starting to look kind of big. You talking about the hurricane?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, it's kind
of big. Oh, it's a tropical depression still, Florence.
Yeah, it's still depressed.
Poor thing. Maybe she needs to eat some ice cream.
Speaking of that, I think I got some of that earlier today.
You got ice cream?
Hell yeah.
I want some ice cream.
I'm trying to thicken up some. I even asked my goddesses to help give me some more weight. But I'm finding out that with the Wiccan goddesses, they kind of have a sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
So you can't just, like, ask them for something, because if you're not, like, specific, they have a sense of humor sometimes.
And then what did they add weight to?
Well, to give you an example, whenever my tooth was hurting me before I, you know, looked like a mongoloid.
Uh-huh. A mongoloid?
Before it actually got pulled, I asked the goddesses one night, I'm like, give me at least 2 hours of sleep. And this was 11 o'clock at night. Well, 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, the tooth hurt, and I'm like, okay, haha, can I have a little bit more time than that? So when I asked them this time to give me some weight, I'm like, do it proportionately.
Right.
You know, don't make
Why don't you just ask them for 8 hours of sleep? Like, at one time.
Well, I didn't think about it whenever I asked them that time, because I was just like, I was in pain, and I'm just like... You know, give me at least 2 hours. That was the first thing that came out of my mind. I wasn't even thinking about it. And then they taught me that, okay, you have to be a little bit more specific sometimes, because we can be, you know, we can be ha-ha funny. And it's like, okay, that was painful.
You know what's sad?
What?
It is sad that even spam junk email is calling me fat. Ricky Burton, someone tells me you need ephedra.
Oh, shit.
What?
Okay, I guess that's my next thing about them going to start sending me shit for Viagra, huh?
Right. What the fuck? That, like, hurts my feelings and chunks.
Right? It's like, shit, besides being truthful, damn.
God, whatever. So, yeah, I was like a wild and crazy kid in Fort Lauderdale this weekend.
And I have to apologize to Gays OK.
Why?
Because of Ariel Tina, the way they fucking...
Oh my god, that was so embarrassing.
That was so disgusting. Poor God.
Oh, Rui Cub's calling back. Hold on, let me answer, okay? Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hold on for a second, okay?
Alright.
Okay. Hello, we're all back together now.
Hey. Sorry about that, guys.
Were you sucking some of your brothers off?
No, what happened is that I had come in from work, as I was saying, and I left my door wide open. And I was trying to get to it to close it before I started recording, but you guys were calling me like crazy, so...
Is he on his cell phone?
Are you on your cell phone?
No, why, what's up?
Because you're showing up as, like, unavailable or something on my end of Skype.
Unavailable?
Or he has a little grayed out X.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Mine's green. Maybe he just doesn't like you.
I guess not. It's my ass.
He's showing. Right. He's coming from Newark, United States, though.
Newark, guys. Well, I increased my microphone sensitivity so I won't fucking like blast everybody's ears out with my voice.
Yeah, we were kind of loud last time, weren't we?
Holy shit!
Well, see, that was when we. Were we on the new hijack whenever?
No, we're on a new program now. Have you noticed a difference, Rui Cub?
I can hear you guys without the feedback.
No, I mean that with the show.
Jesus Christ, pay attention.
Well, yeah, I mean when you called what was it?
Go ahead, come on.
American Bad Bears partner.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty clear. I was like, wow.
That was on the phone.
Yeah, I know, other than the fact that you guys mentioned it like 5,000 times.
Oh.
Whatever. Hang up on his ass.
We don't allow smartasses on this show, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Just because you just got off work and you had some bitchy fucking customers.
That's right.
Don't mean you gotta be bitchy with us.
Just because your trick called in. Sorry, honey, but I can't come tonight.
His trick called in sick. I can't come tonight. I have syphilis.
I got phlegm in the back of my throat.
I got phlegm in my ass.
Yeah. Spit.
Ew, that's totally gross. What if someone was like hawking a big one and just spit it in somebody's ass?
Be using for lube.
Oh god, no.
Very slimy lube.
Ew.
So how are you guys? I haven't talk to you guys in like forever.
I know you've been preoccupied with other people.
Mm.
Oh, come on.
You don't care about Foul Monkeys anymore.
I do. I love you guys. That's why I keep downloading your shows.
Have you been advertising us?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't.
Ugh. He went to Maryland with a bunch of his friends and didn't advertise us.
Mm. Whoa.
You mean you did not write Foul Monkeys on your forehead?
No, I didn't, but I did write my screen name on the refrigerator door.
What does that have to do with us?
I don't know.
All right. Okay, so we're impressed. We love you, Rui. We truly love you.
I know. I love you guys, too.
So, did you like the last episode with Herb and Mike?
Yes. You know what I was going to do, just to be an ass?
Oh.
The day that you guys declared that that the clips contest was over, I was gonna sit down and listen to all the shows and just submit one all extra late. I was gonna do it. As soon as I heard it, I was like, I know what I have to do for the next hour. But as soon as I finished listening to your show, my friend, my fag hag, came in. And just like, let's go out to eat, and I completely forgot about it.
Well, you should have said, no, bitch.
That's right, I'm busy.
We're going to do a show real quick. We need to do it for Foul Monkeys. Do you listen? If you don't listen, you should right now. But you didn't do that, did you?
No.
No, you didn't. You're a bad boy. You need to be spanked.
That's right.
I do.
Go get your brothers.
That's right. And no. While you're at it, go get break a switch off the tree outside.
Oh, damn, Grandma. Not a hickory.
I have no idea what that is.
Not a hickory switch.
Oh no.
You can tell Rui Cub never got spankings.
I did.
No, you did not.
I got hit fucking Spanish style with like chanclas and fucking belts and shit. And,
oh yeah.
You know, I like fucking almost anything in the damn kitchen my mom was throwing at me. She hit me with like a fucking broom, a broken ass broom too. Oh my god.
Did you deserve it?
Yeah, did you?
I did. I'm not gonna say.
What'd you do? Get caught sucking some boy's dick in the kitchen?
Yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. I'd be dead if my parents would find that out.
Oh, your parents are? Your parents don't know?
Oh no, my parents are.
Guess what? We have your parents' phone number.
Oh my god! This is the fucking Jenny Jones show. Next on Foul Monkeys, Rui Cub doesn't know that his parents are behind stage.
Rui Cub? Lewis?
Lewis? Son, you suck dick. We raised you better than that, son.
Wait a minute. I'm Hispanic. When did my parents turn white?
Oh.
Because they've been in the United States so long.
They're really under... They are like... yeah, I hate to tell you this, but you were adopted.
Yeah. What?
These are your real parents.
Yeah.
Who are my real parents? Oh.
Sad. You're adopted.
So how's Tina and Ariola?
No one wants you.
Like, what?
How's Tina and Ariola?
Oh my god. Oh, it's Ruik. Oh my god, where is Sheila?
Oh, she's sick today.
Oh, fuck it. Where is Sheila? Put that bitch on. Okay?
She's sick.
Tina!
Oh, you better do it. Ariel means business.
Tina! Where is Tina?
Where is Tina? Is she finger banging?
She better, like, quit to learn her taught and, like, come here. Because, Sheila, hello?
Oh, hello.
Like, what is up? God. Oh my god. I'm totally okay.
Oh my god, Sheila?
Oh my god.
I'm Sheila? Sick. Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god.
Quit sucking so much dick. Quit sucking so much
dick. I'm totally fucking sick. I do what I want.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
Don't be hitting me.
Hold on for a second.
Oh my god. Like, who's getting a, like, to the booty call?
I know. Jesus.
Hello.
On the show even.
Hey. Hold on.
Excuse me.
We're recording.
Oh, you are recording?
Yeah.
Bitch, you better not have me on right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well then?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You lying, fat, pudgy, corn-fed, butter-flavored cunt. You have me on, don't you?
Well, what are you talking about?
You're on speakerphone, but you're not, like, on the show.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, liar, because I've played that game with you.
Are you at home?
Right now. No, I'm over here at Bob and Mark's to celebrate his birthday.
Oh, let me tell Bob and Mark. Let me tell Mark happy birthday.
It's my birthday too.
Mark, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Get him in.
This is American Bad Bear.
Hold on.
I'm sitting down.
They're at a birthday party. And that's their weenie dog. It weighs like 30 pounds.
Hello,
Mark. Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ricky. Hey, I wanted to tell you happy birthday.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. And just to let you know, you're like on our show right now.
Well, hello. Welcome. Thank you. I don't know what to say here. I didn't know where. Wow, thanks.
That means you'll have to download our show and listen to it now.
Oh, great.
Did you hear that?
That sucks, don't it?
But hey, wow. So,
our show is not that bad.
Well, I thought I would tell you happy birthday, so. You have a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later.
Huh?
All right, bitch, I'm going to go eat some cake.
All right, you need some cake.
Yeah, there's cake and fondue, so.
Fondue.
Yeah, but you're not here, so you suck.
I know. Whatever. I'll punch you later, bitch.
All right. Take care, baby.
Bye.
And tell your skin a little long hair. It's a hot nut. I say hello to.
Ooh.
Oh, you gotta go. She's barking too loud.
Bye. Did you hear what he said, China?
What?
He said, tell that little skinny haired bitch of your partner hello.
Whatever.
Ooh, ADD again. I watched a good movie that James introduced to me this weekend. What? And it was called All About Eve. And it's like from the 50s and it has Betty Davis in it. And it's like the ultimate deceiving movie ever made. And it has Marilyn Monroe in it before she became really famous, and she plays this ditzy blonde girl. She's so stupid.
Wow.
So, are we still have Rui Cub on the line, yes. Or is he chatting with someone?
I'm not chatting, I'm listening.
I hear typing.
I'm not typing.
That would have been me.
Oh.
I'm a host, I can do that.
Oh.
I'm just trying to be polite and not take over your show.
Like you did last time?
Thank you.
Yes, so excuse me for having a guilty conscience.
Aww. You should feel guilty.
Whatever. It's all good.
So anything new going on with you, Rui Cub?
Well, I'm starting school tomorrow. And
something interesting?
No.
Jeez.
No man love life or nothing?
Nothing.
No,
come on now.
No awesome tricks that you've had lately?
Yeah, right. Nothing.
Wow, what do you do all day long?
Work and take pictures.
Oh, that's my ex calling. I'm not answering that.
Oh, shit! I'm 34! Oh, shit!
What are you guys talking about?
About?
What are you talking about?
I let James listen to the CD this weekend, and we listened to No Booty Call like 900 times.
Oh, I fucking love No Booty Call. You're like cheddar. Cheesy.
White cheddar. Yeah. My dick equals MC squared. Boo!
Yeah,
the only head that you have in your pants is the head up your ass.
Oh, no.
Yes, I had a great time this weekend, but we've already talked about it.
Damn it.
Well, not really. We talked... No? I went out Friday to Bill's Filling Station and was all kinds of being loved on by all kinds of men.
You see... You're, like, all popular and stuff.
No, I'm not.
I'm still...
He's just slutty.
They don't
know. You want to hear something interesting?
He's not popular, just slutty.
Oh.
You want to hear something interesting?
What?
I'll tell you what happened. Like, that's something that kind of quite upset me. I think you probably have read it on my live journal, Ricky. But, There's this... I'm not going to say the name of this location. But there's this bar that I go to regularly. It's a bear bar in my area. And I've always gone there all the time. I know I'm not supposed to be there, but, you know, they've never carded me ever. All of a sudden, like, yesterday, they carded me. I was tired from work, so I wasn't really in the mood to be like, yeah, sure, I'm 21. So they're like, did you just turn 21? And I was like, no, I'm 20, all right. I'm 20, and I'm tired, and I'd like to go in. They're like, you can't. And that kind of really upset me, because I was just like,
You have to be 21 to get in the bar there?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. And here you have to be 18. 18 gets you in.
Really?
In most bars, gay bars.
But you
can't. I'm going down to...
You can't drink, though. You can't drink, though.
Oh.
You have to drink soda. Or water, or shit.
Or
like
you
that.
Just get one of your friends that's over 21 to order you a rum and coke, and pour it into your coke cup.
Right. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't condone that. I don't condone that behavior.
Whatever, but I'm fucking drink it, shit.
Oh, I'm just saying. I saw someone else do it. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, what the fuck?
Or did you do it for somebody else?
I used to get done for me. Yeah, boys. Okay, and then on Saturday we just hung out. And then Sunday, we went to this tea dance at a bar called Jackhammer. And I danced from like 12 o'clock at night till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And it was fun. And I had all kinds of boys looking at me. And actually, the guy that I went into the parking lot with that one time wanted me to go out to the parking lot, but all I did was cock teased him, and he didn't get any. It was awesome. And I saw my ex there, who was like itching to like talk to me. And he looked me right in the eye, and I pretended like I didn't see him. So he walked past me, and then he had one of his friends come up next to me and was introducing him to another guy that was there, and they said it like really loud so I can hear them. And I was like, that is so 12th grade.
That's so fucking stupid. That is 12th grade.
And the guy is 41.
The friend or your ex?
My ex. I know, I don't date grandpas all the time, shut up.
I wasn't gonna say shit.
You were judging me, I know you were.
No, I wasn't. Guilty conscience.
I can hear it in your voice, bitch, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Who's typing?
I am.
Why?
Because.
You need to take Bear 411 off your screen.
Whatever.
Gina's addicted to Bear 411.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason, all the bears love her black evening dress that she wears.
What? And I want to see this. What's his handle?
Black evening dress Gina. That's the handle.
No, you liar. Gina, what's your handle?
No, he can't say it over the interview, over the podcast.
Why not? I could say mine.
Well, say yours.
Rico.
Well, I'll tell you what, good, now I can get some fucking messages
on my Bear 411 instead of it always flashing zero.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, come on.
I saw how many people assigned your guest book.
Okay, Rui?
Yes?
It's Shadow SL. Mm-hmm.
I don't see no black.
Oh, my God. Look at all those people that signed his guest book. You make me fucking sick.
Who?
Oh. No one ever pays attention to me. No one looks at me.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
That's all. Yeah, this whole entire fucking guest book shit is stupid anyway.
And let's see how
many
people
everybody sign
my
guest book, please. So I can feel all of it happy about
it. Oh, I had a total of 5 people sign mine. I feel so happy.
Hold on. Well, are you on now?
And they're all like, you're adorable. Thanks.
You are. Holy shit.
How about you're sexy, or I want to suck your cock, or something like that.
I know, right? I want to bend your ass over the bed and fuck you.
Oh, shut up. Like... Look at you. You have, like,
excuse
fucking
me?
18 guys on your damn guest book.
And you have, like, 34.
Whatever, dude.
Who, really?
Yeah, go look at his.
Okay, hang on. Let me see.
We're bringing it to you live. Yes,
you
I'm
go.
Bitter.
I signed your damn guest book now.
I don't want
what
you to sign
mine?
My book.
Too bad. I fucking.
Oh shit.
I'm deleting you off, bitch.
You have any like?
No, you can't.
Look how many he has. Look
well,
how many
look,
he
I'm
has.
Look at his pictures first. Hang on.
The pictures aren't important.
Yes, they are. Especially him, like in his whitey tidies.
Oh, he didn't see that one before. Really.
Which one?
The shower.
Oh, those pictures. Yes,
one,
I have.
Two,
I have quite
three,
revealing
four.
Pictures.
Who
I
took,
have actually,
who
six,
took that picture of you in the white tidy whiteys?
9, 10. Oh my. God
see
damn.
What I'm talking about? Right. No one ever pays attention to me. No one likes me. Please, you're 19. You're 20. Everyone wants you.
Damn, this guy is
what
hot.
What? Oh my God.
Everyone wants you because you're like 20
you're
and
so
you're
fucking,
hot.
You're so fucking patronizing me. It's making me sick.
Oh please,
Dare is fucking hot.
Who?
Dare D A R E.
Yeah, he's my buddy. I see him all the time.
I'm sure you do.
Where you see him?
At the bar.
Oh, shit, he's in Jersey. Oh, what a hot.
And also in his bed.
God, I bet.
Whatever, I wish.
How many times? Looking once for me.
Let me look at him. Oh, he is cute. He's got cute little brown eyes.
I love his brown eyes.
That's what I said. I said he has cute little brown eyes.
Do you like my brown eyes, huh? Did you sign my guestbook? No, you didn't.
No, I'm not signing your guestbook because you said it was stupid.
That's right.
I wish I could type on it there. I signed it, bitch.
I know, right? I wish it would let you say what you want.
No, but no. See, yeah, that's the thing. It's a guestbook that gives you like 3 or 4 word answers. Woof, you're hot. You're adorable. Like all this shit. Yeah.
Why I looked at it and I thought it was rather silly. I was like, that is so 10th grade. Like, will you write me a note and tell me if I'm cute or not? Yes or no?
Yeah, not really. Check this box.
We have a problem, guys.
What?
Que pasa?
I thought that we have been recording the whole time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But we haven't.
Oh, my God! Leave it up to extra special Ricky.
Just kidding. Oh, no, you know what I should have done? Is said, no, we're not recording, and then have Roy come tell us all his secrets.
I know.
I don't have any fucking secrets.
Oh, that's a lie. You don't lie either, do you?
No,
actually, I admit I do on the occasions fib, but...
Oh, fib is different than lying?
I don't. Yeah, well, fibbing is definitely different. I'm one that usually am telling the truth.
Let me ask you a question, and then you could tell me the truth.
Okay.
You sure you want me to do this?
Oh, sure.
As long as it doesn't require... As long as it doesn't... put me in any weird predicaments, sure.
Well, that's not allowed on Foul Monkeys. You don't have a choice.
That's right. Shit. God, you see this guy? Italian muscle flurla.
What?
God damn.
Hold on, let me look at him.
His name is Italian Musk. That's MUSCFTLAU. So I'm guessing it's...
Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I saw him out this weekend, actually.
Okay, whatever.
He was so hot. I did. I saw him out at the bar this weekend.
Hot. Oh.
He's kind of... not my type.
Italian Musk what?
It's...
F-T-L-A-U.
Yeah. M-U-S-C-F-T-L-A-U.
Are we advertising for other people on this podcast or what?
I guess so.
No, we're not. This is not the Bear 411 podcast.
No, but there's some hot men on here, though. Ooh, baby.
Oh, you want to know a hot one?
Who? Wait a minute. Hang on. Let me get the search up.
Okay, get the search up.
Damn it.
You ready?
No. Hang on. Shit.
Are you ready, Ruiko?
Yep.
Get ready. Hold on.
Okay.
Fuck.
Damn, you're that excited? You're ready?
Okay.
F-L-A.
F-L-A.
B-E-A-R. C-U-B.
77.
Oh,
geez. Oh, awesome.
Let me guess, it's you. I haven't hit search yet. It's you, isn't it, bitch? I'm not going to hit search because I'm afraid there's going to be some pictures I do not want to see.
No, they're all safe. No.
They're all safe, are you sure?
Except for the last one, so don't look at the last one.
Okay, I won't.
But it's not frontal. It's an artful back end nude.
Mm-hmm.
Artful,
is that what you call it nowadays?
Artful.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're typing my name? That sounds like a whole lot more typing than just looking up a screen name.
Yeah, who was doing that?
Rui Cub? Are you responding to some of your Bear 411 people?
No, yeah. I am not responding to
because someone was doing some loud typing. For real.
Rui Cub?
Yes.
Were you typing?
I admit.
You have a problem.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Okay, how long have the show been going on? Because we are not doing an hour. Oh, it's 36 minutes. We gotta go.
Damn.
Only one person gets an hour and 37-minute show.
Who is that?
Gay is okay.
Oh, was he on a show?
Yeah. What?
What?
Oh, fuck, I missed it.
Excuse was he on last me?
We have the latest episode up.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God. No, you Holy... didn't. You should have not said that.
That is the wrong thing to say.
Oh my God, what is it up?
We thought you were our number one fan.
Wait. I was gone for the weekend.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Whatever.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Sunday, baby.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Wednesday and Sunday. Jesus Christ, Rui.
I listened. The last one I listened to was the one of you and you guys and Herb and Three Way and Angel. I forgot yesterday was Sunday.
Uh huh. Whatever. I guess he's not one of the seven people that's downloaded tonight, huh?
16.
Oh, 16. Sorry.
Right. And one time.
And what is Miss Farty ass up to?
Like 2,000, I'm sure.
All right.
Fag.
Fucking bitch.
Here we go. Let's see. She's at 962.
Jesus fucking.
She's actually stayed down for a bit.
I know.
So
I'm waiting for her to hit 1,000. Shit.
Isn't that when one of our contests are supposed to be over?
What's that?
Or did we already declare that over?
Which one?
I don't know.
All of them are over with. There's no contest.
Oh, when are we going to do the video podcast, Gina?
I don't know.
Oh, we can't discuss that with the person on the line with us.
What? Oh.
He's a winner.
I know, but we can't say what we're going to talk about.
Oh, true.
Well, I don't want people to get, all excited because they're not going to be 30 minutes long.
Oh,
30 minutes long. They're only going to be, 5-10 minutes at the most.
Oh, come on.
What? I thought maybe, 15 minutes because...
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Something, 30 minutes would be, that's going to be a huge fucking file.
If we would have had, if we would have had 24 more entries, then 15 minutes would be good enough. But no, we had three, so...
We're going to be like, welcome to Foul Monkey.
Wait a minute.
This is the video version, goodbye.
You guys should do a first, second, third, fourth fight.
First, second, third.
So who won first?
No, one video. Everybody gets the same fucking one.
Oh! And what we could do is we could dub over their names like they do in the Japanese movies.
I know, right? We'll do the name out of sync and be like, really?
Hey,
okay.
This fucking video podcast is especially made for Bui. Gay's okay.
Maybe we'll see if we can try to get it done in the Mac voice because you know how the Macs.
Oh, that's awesome.
On it. We'll have it say the.
We can type it up. We can type it up and it can talk.
Cool.
We can actually type up the whole show, and we could lip sync it to the Mac voice.
That would be cool.
And we could do Ariel and Tina on, and we could do different female voices.
We're only doing a minute.
Oh, we're only doing a minute, so that's gonna be like, hi, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky and Gina. You won our
Goodbye.
Fucking contest. Bye.
Exactly.
We'll see what we can do. Actually, do you want to work on that on Thursday, Gina? Or maybe Wednesday night or something?
You should call somebody
talk about it,
the video podcast.
What?
You should call somebody on the video podcast.
That would be fun. I don't know if we can do that or not.
Because we're still having to learn this
We
shit.
Have to investigate.
Yeah,
so, anyway...
It's going to take a while for us to get the video out.
We're at 40 minutes.
Yeah, we need to.
So, Rui Cub, would you like to take us out?
Sure. I'm going to make it a website at www.filmmonkey.com. You can ask emails at.
No. No.
All I hear is.
It sounds like we're picking up Japanese.
Okay, so I'm not the only one here that's hearing the delay.
Try it all over again. Alright, fellas, you could look at our webpage and download our show from there at www.foulmonkeys.com. or you can download our show off iTunes on podcasts, and please leave us a review there. Also, you can call our phone numbers, which is, I don't know. I need to fucking memorize this number. Hold on. It's on the damn website. You can call our numbers at 206-666-2552. Wait, I'm sorry, 2252. Or you can call us at 206-984-FOUL. Foul. You can also send an email to Tina and Ariola for their TNA time at Nancy put in something.
It's on the website.
Yeah, nasty panty pudding. Nasty panty pudding.
So Rui Cub doesn't even know about Tina and Ariel attacking Gaze Okay.
Oh, I know. He hasn't heard.
Oh my god, it's awful. If you want, go to the end of the show, like the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
First,
but you gotta listen to the whole show though.
No, go ahead and listen from the beginning to the end.
All right, it's nastypantypudding@gmail.com.
Yes.
And TNA, we need some more TNA time for them.
Right. Yeah, we do need some motherfucking TNA time.
And we're starting a new. We're also starting a new segment called Ricky's Obsession, because you weren't on.
No.
You weren't on, but I'm obsessed with this new game that I've discovered called Sudoku.
Oh, I love Sudoku.
What? Sudoku? Suck your dicko? I don't know what it is.
Hey, how come, like, the mouth...
We don't know!
Oh shit, that was so funny.
That's the way I heard that, because that was...
We should start a band called the Mal Funkies. With a foul monkey. Oh shit.
Since we go live. That's gonna be fun.
I was gonna ask, how come on the Foul Monkeys website, where you got the Foul Monkeys guests, like everyone who's been on your show is not on there?
Because it's hard to get pictures.
Yeah, we need to get pictures of them.
Like you need to send Ryan us one.
Well, tell them.
Ryan is on there, bitch.
Oh,
well,
shit.
You know, and Misty and all those other people that have been on there.
Ow,
so all you previous guests, Herb and Macro Auto E and all those other
Are you okay, China?
Yeah. And then you're snapped his ass, though. It's already on there, bitch. So tell them, dear.
Hey, guys.
Send your fucking pictures then.
Send them pictures at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
That's right. So we can post your ass on the website.
But we got to find a fake picture for Samantha, who we're going to call, like...
Okay.
Something. What?
You know what guest I really loved on your show?
We can get
your sister. Your sister was awesome.
Oh, did you think she was funny?
Oh, your sister was so fucking awesome.
We can get the chick off of A Dirty Shame. We could use that.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the big ass titties for Samantha.
My baby is red hot. So you liked the episode with my sister?
Yes. I actually was editing pictures, and I actually messed up because I was laughing so hard.
She was so country. I love her to death, though.
Oh.
She's like the best sister
ever.
I'm
a big fan of your sister now. I think she should be, like, on the show. She should be a third. She should be a third.
Ew. I don't want to think about it that way.
So,
I want you to have sex with your sister.
Oh, God. But anyways, guys, have you started that contest for the third show host or whatever?
Do what?
You guys were saying you were going to do a contest about finding the third foul monkey.
We were thinking.
We did?
Yeah, you said it last time.
Which one?
Which episode? I have to go back and listen.
That's right. Before we, like, make any calls
on this.
On
the episode titled Rui Cub is No Longer a Virgin.
Okay.
Oh. Well, we just said that to make you happy.
Oh. I was going to say, you guys should...
What?
you guys should do it like a reality TV show, and you should have, you know, people, you know.
Well, I tell you what, when we start doing the live show, we'll like have guest
appearances.
Okay.
Anyway, crickets.
Jesus Christ! Excuse me for suggesting that.
No. No, really, because that would be awesome. Like, I'm
supposed to have a lot.
All of a sudden, I've been like really addicted to all these like reality TV shows, like Who Wants to Be a Superhero and fucking Project Runway. I fucking love Project Runway.
I know. Apparently, there's all kinds of like drama on that show.
Oh,
holy
God,
shit!
Yeah.
Yes, there is. So you should make it like a reality TV show, like the Pussycat Dolls. They're searching for like their seventh member.
What?
You didn't know that? They're gonna start a reality TV show.
Do you know who her brother is? The lead singer.
No.
That guy from that the guy from the reality show Blowout.
Okay, the Rui Club. I have a
Oh, okay. Man. Drop that subject real quick. And quit.
Wait, he's talking about having a third. Suggesting a third. Why don't we do this? Have people do sample things and send in, and then like maybe once a month we'll have a third host.
Oh.
Like a casting call?
Yes, like a casting call.
Oh, and you could do like your own little podcast?
That's right, do your own little sample thing, recording and send it in and we'll listen to it.
And it has to have a song and it has to be edited so you know how much... Actually, you know what we could do?
Pain in the ass.
We could have the third person edit the show.
What the fuck?
And do it their own selves and see if they can make it as good as ours.
That should be one of the challenges. That should definitely be one of the challenges. That's, no, I'm serious. Make it into a fucking reality TV show type deal. You know? That'd be crazy.
If we start making money, do we have to pay you?
No.
You heard that, everyone? He said no.
That's right.
I would fucking work for free.
Oh, I'm sure.
You do a lot of things for free, I've heard.
Mm.
Really?
Hello. Mm-hmm.
And who have you heard this from?
Oh, I've seen it with pictures.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
did you
damn.
See my? Did you see the website link I sent you?
Oh, I sure did.
Oh, wow.
Dirty boy.
I know.
You need to wash your underwear, though.
Nasty. So, are we making this official contest that nobody's going to enter?
Yeah, I think we are.
What,
so what's the contest that once a month we're going to have a third? But we already have that. We're,
you know what?
No, an official third. Someone
you should
there.
Have everybody submit a casting video type casting call podcast shit and try to make it as good as the Foul Monkey Show, and we'll according, you know, you'll guys pick like top three or top four, and then you'll make them do challenges.
But the thing is, we only get one or two entries.
Exactly. We don't have three or four.
Why don't you there's just give it
and
give
fuck
it a,
the last one we had
try.
There was no entries.
Give it a try.
We'll think
no
about it.
On,
we have on. To we have to have a board member meeting.
We will discuss it off air. But
the
board
meeting.
We'll just to give them even better incentive, we'll, you know, think about doing like twice a month. Having a third guest, you know.
If you know what,
same
no,
over.
This is going to be one of the things, okay? And this is official. We don't have to have a board meeting
because Ricky says so.
Whatever.
If we get, I'll say 7 entries.
Mm-hmm.
Gina and I will do a show every day of the week for 2 weeks.
Holy
what?
Shit.
Excuse me? we? Hello? You got a mouse in your fucking pocket?
I didn't say how long they are. Hi, this
and
is Ricky and Gina.
Maybe...
This is episode 41. Hi, this is Ricky and Gina. This is episode 42.
And maybe we'll do them live. So that way we don't have to record and edit them.
You mean have everybody on the phone call? With us?
Like an RSVP?
What do you mean? What do you mean everybody on the phone call with us?
Like, how are we going to make it live?
I found this program to where now it only will let you have up to 100 people listen at a time.
Oh, is it through QuickTime?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a different program.
Well,
it's going to cost us.
How much?
$40.
Okay, if everyone wants that, then you can donate $40 to our post office box.
But it allows you to do live brought to streaming, and I've checked it out, and you can do it through iTunes and QuickTime. And
really?
It's like, Yeah, any feed. We'll have to do a test, and I'll show you what.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to really end the show because we're at 52 I know, right? minutes, and we recorded like 15 minutes before we got you.
Cool. All right.
So everyone, have a great night. Yeah. That's Gina and her nasty ass pussy burps.
That's right.
And this is Ricky calling from or talking live from Lakeland, Florida.
This is Roy Cobb.
Oh wow!
Live from New Jersey.
You mean the armpit?
And this is the 1 year older Gina.
Yes, we are celebrating our 40th episode this one, and by the time this one comes out, it'll be Gina's 40th birthday.
That's right, September the 10th.
Happy birthday, Gina!
Did you hear that? Happy birthday, Gina!
I hope the hell this shit records the way it sounded.
Okay, we'll see you later, Ruicum.
Yes, right, bye, sweetie.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh my god. Is it raining outside?
I don't... How do we...
What?
I lost... Is he still on?
I don't know.
He hasn't hung up.
He won't let go.
We ain't stupid.
Alright, shit.
Love you, baby.
Alright, see you later, guys.
Bye. Okay, now he hung up.
It's gone yet? Jesus Christ.
I can't find the tab to, like, hang up other people. I don't see where it is. Those were all good ideas. Let me stop this. Hold on. We love our listeners. We know you love us too. We love our listeners. We know you love us too. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.